Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 1st. In yesterday's newscast, we heard from Susie Caldas, director of the North Fork Creative Coalition. She talked about the Rural Development Grant for Economic Development that Paonia was recently awarded, as well as the news that the North Fork Valley will be hosting the Western Colorado Rural Philanthropy Days next July. Today we'll hear more news from the Creative Coalition. Here, Caldas talks about the progress the coalition has been making in the project to make new creative signs for the town of Paonia that will be used to spruce up current signage around town and to introduce the town for tourists.
We've hired Kristen Seifer of C+B Designs out of Henderson to conduct community meetings in Paonia. We were able to hire her through a technical assistance grant from Colorado Creative Industries that's also supported by the National Endowment for the Arts. We are very close to being finished with the plan. Kristen will be coming back to Paonia next week to do a drive around with the Creative Coalition to make sure that the points that she has designated on the map in the plan are the right intersections and corners for all of these signs. And then on August 14th, we will be presenting our final plan that includes the design and the process we went through, cost estimates, and mapping of the signs to the Paonia Town Council. We need the Paonia Town Council's approval so that Kristen can then move forward with working with CDOT on all the requirements that they have for signage, especially in CDOT right-of-ways. We're trying to keep the fabrication as local as possible because we are a creative district and we have so much amazing talent in the North Fork Valley. We know that we can put monies into local artists in hand for economic boost and also community pride. So we're really excited about that. The plan is almost finalized, and our next step is to find grant money and do fundraising for fabricating the signs. The Creative Coalition and the Town of Paonia are partnering on the National Endowment for the Arts Our Town grant that's due in mid-August. We're asking for just below $100,000 to put together a plan for downtown Grand Avenue and also sign fabrication. And if we get awarded, we'll be able to start in June 2019 on that process.
And the Creative Coalition will be holding one of its biggest events of the year coming up in September. The North Fork Valley Art and Ag Tour on September 1st will offer tours of farms and restaurants throughout the valley, emphasizing the connections between local food, art, and entertainment.
This will be an annual event every Labor Day. We're really excited about it, and we hope we can just grow upon it. One of our main inspirations for the tour is the Fermentation Fest tour through the Worm Farm Institute in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. They have a very similar geography to the North Fork, ranches and orchards and farms. And they've been very successful in hosting a 50-mile self-guided tour. And they've received grants from Art Place and the National Endowment for the Arts to hire artists to create monumental sculptures on farmlands. So our goal eventually is to follow in their footsteps and get funding to do some monumental sculptures on the farmlands to sort of highlight the juxtaposition of art and agriculture. But hopefully that'll come next year.
Colorado has a new state public defender. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KUNC, Kyra Buckley reports.
Megan Ring is the first woman in state history to hold the position. She takes over after more than 20 years in Boulder's public defender office, which she's been running for the last six. Ring says in addition to managing an office with a nearly $100 million budget, she will continue to highlight challenges in the criminal justice system.
We can kind of lead people across the state of Colorado in being more compassionate about understanding what really being poor does to your life, what being mentally ill does to your life, and we can kind of move away from criminalizing a lot of behaviors that really are about being poor, being mentally ill, having substance abuse issues, and sometimes having all three.
Ring will oversee hundreds of public defenders who represent people charged with crimes who can't afford a private lawyer. She was selected to finish out the term of Doug Wilson, who is retiring. I'm Kyra Buckley.
Governor John Hickenlooper wants the federal government to withdraw a new rule that restricts conversations healthcare professionals can have with their patients. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more.
The governor sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Monday to withdraw the Compliance with Statutory Program Integrity Requirements rule. The new rule would limit how providers who received Title X federal funding discuss reproductive health care options with their patients. Under the proposed plan, a healthcare professional will not be allowed to refer a pregnant woman to an abortion provider, even if she asks. And Title X clinics would no longer have to offer a full range of FDA-approved contraceptive methods. For example, a healthcare center could provide only abstinence counseling or natural family planning and still receive federal funding. In his letter, Hickenlooper says the rule puts politicians in the exam room and limits the information doctors can provide. Every woman in Colorado, quote, deserves to speak openly with their doctor and make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.
The large number of growing fires on the western slope forced officials to issue a health advisory about smoke yesterday. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, persistent hot and dry conditions created a blanket of haze that shrouded over the Grand Valley and other locations. A dry weather pattern is expected to continue for the rest of the week. Gusty winds and dry fuels are a major concern for area fires. Health officials caution that smoke has reached an unhealthy level if visibility in neighborhoods is less than 5 miles. People with heart or respiratory illness, infants, young children, and the elderly are warned to stay inside. Outdoor activity should be limited when smoke is present, and residents are warned to relocate temporarily if smoke is present indoors and is making you ill. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 1st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.